This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of the Street Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Tukes, and today we are in Puerto Rico. So shout out to my guy, Jenner. He's the reason why this was able to happen. So now we're out here. This is actually my native country because I'm Puerto Rican. You guys may have not known, but I'm Puerto Rican, Salvadorian, and Black. So it's an honor to be in my home country, right? So today we have the pleasure of sitting with Betun, right?
See? Yes.
And he has the world's fastest old school RX-7, and he has the world's fastest Starlet running 633. So he came all the way out here from Orlando, and we have the pleasure of speaking with him. And of course, since we're in Puerto Rico, why not have somebody who has the world's fastest rotary, right? So let's give a round of applause for Rafael.
Yeah, Rafael.
Or Betun. So it's such an honor to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
I had to have somebody who works on rotaries and races them because growing up for me, it was always a thing that the Puerto Ricans were always into rotaries, right? Mm-hmm. That's a big platform for the Puerto Ricans. And I feel like on this podcast, we should have the person who has the fastest. So we're going to talk about the culture out here and what it's like as opposed to being in the States. And also, I guess what the culture is like in the rotary space. I don't know if you guys have a name for it. Like, you guys call it just like RX-7s. I don't know what it's called.
No, with like an RX-7.
RX-7. Yes. All right. So how different is the culture here with cars as opposed to like the States?
It's not too much different, you know, because here, what, you know, we are Puerto Rican.
Right.
And in the United States, a lot of people work with the rotary engine.
Yeah.
It's Puerto Rican too, you know.
Right. So is there any differences at the track? Like, let's say the culture at the track, drag racing here as opposed to in the States. Do you feel like people are more welcoming? Are they nice to you? Do you feel like you can get a lot of help in the States as opposed to being at the track in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, it's different because in the United States, you talk, you know, with a lot of people, but here, we don't talk too much here.
So is it harder to get information? In the States or in Puerto Rico?
It's hard because the people work with the rotary engines, it's individual. Mm-hmm. And some people have his secret, the others have, you know, it's different secret. And I don't wanna, you know, a lot of people know what I do, you know, it's different.
Right. Right. That's a known thing too. I've always thought that the rotary guys never speak about what they do. And I'm not sure why, because it's a pretty simple motor, but I'm sure you pretty much have to figure out how things work with that in order to go fast.
Yeah. You think it's simple, but if you see, you say, yeah, it's simple, but it's not simple because they have, you know, a lot of years work with the engine to try to fix every part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the track, broke some part, you try, you know, to fix and fix.
Right. So do you think that most of the years of the rotary has been people trying to figure out how to make them work and go fast, to make them reliable?
Yeah. Yeah. Because a couple of years ago, you never mind, you know, you're going to run, you know, the fast we run right now.
Yeah.
It's we run, it's like the same thing with 13B, two rotor.
Yeah.
With run like, you know, like a three rotor.
Mm-hmm.
The three rotor is supposed to be run fast, more fast, but some parts is still working with that. But
yeah,
the two rotor is run fast right now.
So before we get into the technical aspects of the motor and stuff like that, right? What made you want to work with rotary motors as opposed to like a regular piston engine?
Mm.
Like, why did you choose a rotary over anything else?
Because I when I jump, you know, I like, you know, the sound.
Yeah, the sound.
Yeah, the sound. And the smell, you know, it's like the oil, you know.
Yeah.
It smells good. And I like that. And I go that way, you know. And it's like the same thing when I start with the ATV, with the Banshees.
Oh, Banshees, yeah. Right. Which is pretty similar, right?
With the mixing of the fields. Yeah, that's the thing. It's pretty similar when I work with the Banshees and then I jump work with the rotary engine.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, go this side.
So it was easier for you to make the transition from working on Banshees
to
the rotary side. Yes, yeah. What are the biggest similarities aside from mixing the fuel and all that stuff?
It's the same, you know, because they use the oil and the gas, and when you work with both, it's like the same.
Right. So it's funny because a lot of people who have Banshees and rotaries, a lot of the time with Banshees, they people always say they're hard to start them, or they never run, or they always have problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty similar with the rotaries, right?
Yeah. It's the similar.
Similar.
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you started to do to kind of fix a lot of the reliability issues with the rotary early on?
I learned about a couple of people, you know, teach me about the Banshees and the same. Teach me about the rotary engine, and I keep working and, you know, try to change part, to keep running. And when you go to the track or to the dyno and broke something, you know, you try to fix, you know, keep better and better.
What was the biggest problem you encountered with the rotary?
The big problem is it's a big problem, but when you want to put, you know, a lot of boost,
okay,
and you don't know if you have, you know, the injector,
yeah,
and the fuel pump, and, you know, different stuff for no broke the engine, you know,
right.
I think that's a big problem, you know, when you try to find what you need to 80 pounds,
yeah,
85 pounds.
How much power is that both of the cars making?
And a dyno.
Yeah, on the dyno, right.
The thing, I go to the dyno to check if everything's good, no leak, no nothing. I don't go to the dyno to find, you know, a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
Because I go to the track.
Right.
To put all the horsepower in the track.
But right.
In the two rotor, 1400
horsepower.
1400 something horsepower. Rotor. Yeah, but I think they have more. But I don't have, you know, I don't put all the boost in the dyno because I don't like that.
Right. So the more rotors, the more power you make. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the three rotor, you know, make a lot of horsepower. But it's the same, you know. All the time I go to the dyno, I go low boost, no leak, no nothing. Go to the track. Let's go.
And then you run the car there.
Go to the track and I put everything in the track.
Both of the cars have two rotors?
Yes.
Yeah. So
all my cars is right now is two rotor. Before I have one, but I change. I take the three rotor out and put two rotor.
Okay. So is it possible to run more rotors, or is it like a class specific thing? Like, are you allowed to run more rotors than two?
We run two rotor because before I have one car with three rotor, but the parts don't
stay together.
Together, yeah. And that's the thing. I change. I take out the three rotor and I put two rotor.
Mm-hmm.
And all the parts is better. You know, you can put all the power. Sometimes, you know, we have some part because it's our OEM.
Yeah.
And we don't have billet rotor. We don't have housing billet.
Yeah.
Only we have the plates, and you know, some part gonna be broke.
Right. So they make but do they make billet housings?
They working with that right now in okay. Australia, but we don't have, you know, not yet.
So there's Adam, I don't know if you know Adam LZ. He's a YouTuber and he has a four rotor in mm-hmm. his Supra. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he has billet housings. I think it's from Australia.
Yeah, they make some, and they give, you know, some couple people, you yeah. know, somebody to test, but
right it's now, not official.
No, yeah.
So you guys are running cast housings. All these things,
yes.
right? So what are you guys doing for like the Apex seals? Are you guys running some type of different seals for that? Like, what yeah. are you guys doing for that?
Yeah, they came a different Apex seal. I use ANG.
Okay.
It's from Miami. I use that one. You know, they came, you know, a couple of Apex seal is work good,
right.
but I use that one.
How many passes are you getting out of those?
If we go to the track, when I open the engine,
mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, 6 pass, if I open the engine, I change it.
So what are some of the things, when you open the engine, what are some of the things that you also see? You see the Apex seals. What about like the corner seals?
Yeah, the Apex seal, the corner seal, and the side seal. And we all the time we check all the bearings, you
right.
know, work good, everything. But I don't have problem with nothing right now. Only change the Apex seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you go to the track with these cars, why is it so hard to get them running?
But sometimes they work a lot with the boost controller.
Okay.
And they have the boost controller and they have a solid clutch. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you have to match them.
Okay.
And, because if you, the solid clutch, when you put the clutch out, it's, you know, they hit
yeah.
good. And you have to work with a boost controller.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't
work together
yeah.
properly. And what kind of computers are you guys running on the Rotovies at the level you're at?
Right now, I use Microtech right now, but there's different people use a different computer, you know, FuelTech, Motech,
yeah,
Max ECU,
yeah,
yeah. Right. But I use right now Microtech because the rotary engine in the timing is the like a life of that engine,
the motor, right?
Yeah, and Microtech, the timing of Microtech is the close,
yeah.
that engine.
So how do you guys time it properly?
Yeah, it's very different for the four cylinder
okay.
the piston, because the rotary engine have his ignition
okay.
go straight to the shaft,
right?
And when you close the engine, you have to put the rotor like with
right.
the timing,
right?
And when you close everything, put that the damper go zero, you know,
right. So is there any trick that you guys are doing differently from other people when it comes to making sure that everything's running properly with the rotaries?
Yeah. Different person, you know, do the porting different, and the porting you have to check with the timing too.
The porting?
The porting, yeah.
So like basically if I was to get my rotary bridge ported, would it be similar to yours, or are you doing something a lot different, a little bit
no,
different?
No, it's different. If you're going to make your bridge port,
yeah,
it's different like mine. You know, if you see one on my plate, maybe you can make, you know, similar.
Yeah.
But
so is the secret the plate and how it's ported in
yep.
order for you to make the power?
Yeah.
So is that why rotary guys are so secretive about it? Or?
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the porting.
Yeah.
The injector, the turbo, you know, the manifold.
Yeah.
And intake, you know, it's like a combination
of everything,
yeah,
in order for you
yeah.
to get to everything yeah. to work together. So what's the most power you can make on like a two rotor? Because you said you're making 1400, right?
Yeah, I hear, you know, people make 1600 or something.
1600.
Like 1500, 1600. But it's the thing I tell you. I don't like, you know, a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
Because you can go to the dyno
mm-hmm.
and... In the dyno say 1600, you know,
yeah,
and go to the track and run seven seconds.
Right, right.
And go, that happened because I test that. Because one time I go to the dyno with two cars,
mm-hmm.
and the cars have more power, not run too good.
So they have more power, but they run some, slower.
It's not all the time, but you know, right. I have that different. That's the thing I don't like, you know, the
horsepower numbers. Basically, horsepower does not, if you have a higher horsepower motor, it doesn't mean
a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But my person, I don't like that. You know, go to the dyno, check everything's good. Oh, everything's good.
Yeah.
The boost good. Okay, let's go to the track.
So what kind of turbos are you running on both setups? So you have the old school RX-7 and then you have the Starlet, right? And you said you're running a Garrett on one of them and you're running an Apex on the other.
Yeah, the Starlet runs 633.
Okay.
They have Apex.
Okay.
They have Apex. They have the same engine. They say intake, the Gato Performance. And it's like everything's the same, but the difference, the turbo and the program in the computer.
They
run like different because it's not the same turbo, you know.
Right, right, right. So what made you want to go with the Apex turbo? Because I don't think, I know a lot of drag racers are starting to use those turbos, but what made you want to go with that turbo as opposed to running a Garrett on that one?
Yeah, that turbo, you know, Faster Motorsport asked me about, you know, to
run it,
to try the turbo. And when we tried the turbo, it's a good turbo, you know, and it's a Apex 91.
It's a 91.
91 Apex.
So it's the Garrett is the same size.
The Garrett is the same size. It's 91 too, but in the back it's different.
So the larger back housing, smaller back housing.
The back housing, they run like a same, but if you look at it's different. You're gonna see different.
Okay.
The Garrett, no, it's in the back is T6.
Oh, T6 housing.
T6 housing.
Oh, it's not a V-band. It's a
no,
T6.
It's not a V-band. The Garrett came from Mike Turbo.
How big of a hot set do you run on those?
It's in the back.
Yeah.
110.
110. So what are some of the things that you guys are doing with fuel? Because fuel is probably one of the most important things when running the rotary engines, right?
Yes, yes. We use a methanol M1 BP and injector, the Siemendeka.
What are they called?
Siemendeka. It's a 2200 injector.
And how many injectors?
We use 12.
12.
We use 12 and 4 solenoid with different nozzle.
Right.
To put more fuel in the rotary.
What are fuel pumps are you guys using too?
Rons, 2-inch. It's a Ron, like a mechanic pump.
Oh, mechanical fuel pump.
Mechanical fuel pump.
So is that running off of the shaft?
Yeah. They run, you know, with a like a belt.
With the belt and everything.
Yes.
Are there any limitations with that? Anything that could be improved with the fueling on the rotary side?
Right now, we keep, you know, testing and to check that. But right now, we run good. But maybe when we put more boost, maybe we're going to need, you know, a different pump.
Right.
Or more injector or more solenoids, you know.
Yeah. Is it harder to get a lot more air into the motor with the rotary?
Depend the intake you use. But
okay.
They came different intake.
Yeah.
Right now I use Gato Performance intake.
Right, right.
If you see that intake inside, you know, the flow is it's heavy.
Right.
And we work with that right now. You know, it's a little bit different
than
the other intake, you know.
Okay. So what about the transmission combination that you guys are using on the rotaries?
Yeah, we use Liberty.
Liberty.
I have car with five gear and I have car with seven gear, you know. And we're going to test soon la six gear too, you know, but.
So you guys don't use any like TH400s or Paraglide?
No, not right now, no.
None of that? Have you guys ever tried to?
I know somebody used like a power glide, you know, but I never use it.
Why do you use like a 7-speed as opposed to like a 2 or 3-speed?
It's the same. We start with that and we start with 5 gear, you know, and we keep, you know, testing, you know, more gear, different combination, and we can test, you know, different transmission, but right now
that's what works.
Yes.
That's what works for you.
Yes.
All right. So let's say instead of, you know, speaking to obviously the drag racing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the people who want to get into a rotary or want to get into an FDR X7? What do you recommend they get into? Like, what do you think is the best car for somebody who's trying to get into learning or starting with a rotary motor?
Yeah, you're going to buy a street car. I recommend it. It's 88, 91 turbo though, or FD. It's like a twin turbo.
Yeah.
I like that car. You know, for me, it's the best car. You know, you can put power to go to the street to.
And how much can you make with that power?
700, 800.
700.
700, 800.
Not stock though, right?
No, not stock.
Yeah.
No, you have to work with the car, but you can make it.
So, okay. So to get to, let's say, like you said, 700, right? Can you give us a starter kit or something that you recommend that we can buy to get to that power?
Yeah. For that car, I use the factory engine.
Okay.
I open, you know, do all the, you know, the porting,
uh-huh,
all the matching shop, everything.
Right.
Close the engine and put the turbo. Only take the twin turbo, take it out and put one single turbo. Yeah, more injector, the fuel pump,
mm-hmm,
in the computer, you know, and make the combination to make the 700-800 powers.
What kind of problems would you face with making the 700 though? Like, what would be the weakest point on that?
Maybe you have to change the axle.
Oh, the axles.
Yeah, because when you have, okay, when you make, you know, more power.
Yeah.
Sometimes the transmission fucked.
What transmissions are in the, I've never even actually looked into that. What transmissions do the RX-7s like come with stock, the FDs?
A lot of people use for a street car, mm-hmm, turbo. The turbo is like an 88, 91, okay, RX-7 turbo.
And those are 6-speed?
No, it's 5.
5-speed.
It's 5-speed. The RXA came with 1 6-speed, but I never used that one. I used the turbo or the GR5.
So the 6-speed though, have they been known to be reliable? Like, they work? Do they hold power?
They work for, you know, but I never used it for put a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Freshlinks, your ultimate destination for custom accessories. Check out their awesome Noburi flags, perfect for hanging in your room, garage, or any space that needs a touch of personality. Don't wait to get the flag you've always wanted. Head over to freshlinkshop.com today to elevate your style with the best custom accessories around. The biggest difference between the RX-7 and the RX-8, right? Now, there were some changes made to the RX-8, obviously, right? So do you think that the Renesis motor is superior to the 13B?
No.
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 Why not?
The Renesis motor, they make that motor like a old motor,
mm-hmm,
to a little bit more horsepower, but I don't like that motor.
What don't you like about that motor?
The all the system, you know, they have the intake and the exhaust in the same plate, and I don't like that because you can do nothing. If you try to port in something like that, you're gonna broke.
So basically, there's too much going on in one housing.
Yeah. I don't like the engine.
So are people?
The car is beautiful. It's nice. Yeah. But the engine no good.
So what are people doing with the drag racing stuff? Are they taking that one? Or are they taking the 13B?
No, the 13B, the RX, the Renesis. No, nobody used that.
Do you think it'd be better for street? Because I've seen some people build them. The Renesis motor.
No, they use the for the street. They build them, but a lot of people take the RX-8 and put 13B FD or turbo or something to the RX-8.
And
you're gonna be, it's better. You know, the car run good, more power, everything. They build that like to do something different, because I hear they're gonna make the same engine with the old cars.
So now when they run like four rotors, they're all running 13B housings?
You can put 13B or 20B, because it's the same housing.
It's the same housing?
Yeah.
So what's different about it?
They use one more rotor and one more housing.
Okay.
You see the 13B, and they use one more plate, one more housing, and they use the chaff is a little bit bigger more.
Stacking them.
Yeah.
So what is the most that people are running nowadays? Like, do they run like six rotors? You can run as many as you want.
Yeah, I see like a six rotor engine. I see in internet.
Like
they sound good, but in
what?
The track they never use it.
Right.
I see in the track four rotor.
That's the most you see at drag racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But too much power or something, and you don't see wrong, you know, fast.
Right. So what were some of the challenges that you faced when you were trying to get into the sixes? Because you ran a 633 on both of these cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take you to get to this to the sixes or into the sixes with this platform?
Oh, they how long? It's a couple of years.
A couple of years.
Yeah, because we never know we're gonna run 6.3 with, you know, small engine.
Right.
It's 13B. You see that engine, you know, and we run. I run in 2013. I run 6.9 and 6.8.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, we say, oh, that's the most, you know, that's the best. But right now, a couple of years, you know, years later,
yeah,
we go 6.3 with Oscar, but they run the 13B run 6.0 with a modified class.
Oh, 6.0.
Yeah, they run 6.0 right now.
God damn,
one of my friend, you know.
So 6.0, what chassis is he on?
It's a full chassis with the body.
Uh-huh.
It's a RX-8 body.
RX-8.
Yeah.
When you were getting into the sixes, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced though?
When I start, you know, getting the 6 second, the problem in that time is the plates. But we use factory plates. And you have to go, you know, little bit here, because the plate broke, and I have accident because the plate broke, throw out oil, and then the car crashed, you know.
Damn.
And later, a couple of years later, they build the billet plates, and then it's better for everybody.
So with the materials of that, right? I know you mentioned before that there were some changes around, right?
Yeah.
So what has changed now with the material and how they're making them?
The material is not as strong as before.
So what are they doing now that you think is different?
I don't know what happened with the material, because it's not the same
as
the day before. You know, if you see one rotor with a stock engine and you see one brand new, you see the difference, the color. If you see, you put the porting or something like that and touch, you see this one, it's faster, you know, the material is
right. So it's not as strong. It doesn't hold up as well as it did before. So now that you think it's like a quality control issue with them, or
they were to do a billet rotor, but it's the same, like the housing, the billet housing is the same thing, you know. They have to make it and they have to test. It's a lot of time.
So what do you think sets the rotary apart from other platforms, like other engines or other just platforms in general?
I think the different is the like small engine and make, you know, A lot of power. Yeah, a lot of power.
So Hondas make a lot of power too, and they're small.
Yep.
Right? So.
But the different is nice, cues. But the different, you're going to make one Honda. They say you, they sell you everything billet, right?
Right.
Piston.
Block.
Block. Everything. And Mazda, they only sell you the plates. We use rotor. We use housing, OEM. The oil pump is factory. You know, only billet plate and apex.
Yeah. And that's it. So
that's it. You know, that's the difference. It's not excuse, but you can figure it out.
So, well, there's some guys that are running casts.
They run cast, but they got a lot of, you know, inside the piston.
A lot of different parts that, yeah, a lot of different manufacturing. So are there any companies that are similar? Like, I know Hondas have like a four piston that they make. They still manufacture parts.
Yep.
Is there any big rotary companies that make parts?
They don't make, you know, a lot of parts.
They don't?
No. They only make the eccentric shaft billet with the bearing in the center. That's a string rotary. And the plates, you know. We don't have no more billet, you know.
Yeah. Are you guys using any type of special dowels?
We use the factory.
The factory ones?
Yes, factory one, yeah. You use the factory, and when you close with the other stud, they put, you know, everything.
So you're using the factory dowels to...
Yeah.
And you don't have any issues with any cracking the housings or anything? At all?
No, when you put, you know, a lot of boots, they're cracking the housing, you know.
Yeah. People say these motors are unreliable, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you're saying, you're using OEM stuff and you're making 1400 horsepower. Mm-hmm. So what are these people doing wrong that you're not?
I don't know what they do. I know how I do. I don't know what they do.
So is there any tips, maybe certain like torque specs or something that you're doing or something? Man, that
the thing you want to, if you want to, you know, build an engine, you have to put, you know, copper for the street, or you have to put, you know, copper stud.
So you have to use specific studs to hold it together?
Yeah, Billet Boss, they sell it, and Billet Pro.
And you said that's for the street, though.
You can use for the street and for the racing. That's the same. I use the same for street or for racing.
Interesting.
You know, for the side seal, they have to take the clearance too, because if you put the side seal, you know, you have to put, you know, good.
How important is the premix?
Yeah, we use Maxima in the methanol. Because the rotary engine in factory, they use like they call a metering pump in the housing.
Okay.
When you're running right there, they
oh, the metering, oil metering.
Yep. Yes. They put you know, a little bit oil.
Right.
And we take that out, and put, you know, the mix in the fuel tank.
Now, how important is that?
It's important because the apex seal, you know, they run the housing.
Right.
They need oil.
I find it crazy that like that the way rotaries work, because it's like that's the only seal you guys have. It's not like you know, in the motor you have the piston rings.
They use the three apex, but they use 3/6 side seal. It's the same for compressor too.
But
you need to be that make good and the three apex.
So I would assume that tolerances are like, you have to have your tolerances spot on in order for you to make sure that there's no vibrations or anything like that, and to prevent the rotor from going like this. Yeah, right?
That's the thing. We use the shaft, the center shaft, with the bearing in the center plate.
Ah.
We have a big bearing,
right?
And they don't move.
They don't move, right? Because that's one of the biggest issues that people probably have, right? Is it moving
they
the
move.
Opposite?
Yeah,
and it hits the corner rotor.
Everything.
So now you had a recent race at World Cup, right?
Yes.
And you beat Cletus. And now was that run for at the end? Like, was that the final pass, or that was for qualifying? What was that for?
We run with Cletus.
Yes.
We run with him with Sarita in a qualify.
Qualifying.
And qualify, we run with him with Sarita, and in the second round, the event, we run with him with the Mackinon.
So do you normally, at the track with these events, do people look down upon the Rotaries, you think?
No, they respect them. And they, when you see the, you know, all the bleachers, when they go, you see all the people, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
Excited.
It's exciting. And it's kind of like, I know people like to bet on certain cars, but it's kind of sketchy when you're betting on the Rotaries because you never know if they're going to run or not.
Yeah, that happened. They say, oh, the Rotary is not going to, you know, they're not going to win. You never know, yeah. And look, this year we run my car qualify number one and the Starler qualify number two.
Yeah.
And we say, if we run good, we're going to see, you know, both cars in the final. And that happened.
Yeah. So what were some of the things that you improved this time around at that event that made you get into the end?
We know we're going to go to race with the, you know, with heavy cars.
With the best, yeah.
Yeah, with the best car. And we work hard. When I go to Maryland, I have in the trailer 5 billet engine spare.
Five?
Five.
What are those costs for the Rotaries now? Are they expensive?
Yeah, expensive.
Really?
Maybe 28,000, 30,000.
So 30,000 for one motor.
For one motor.
But those motors are fully assembled already, right?
Yeah, assembled, you know, it's, they only need, you know, the manifold and the intake. They have the half of the intake.
Yeah.
And put the clutch, put the, you know, and put
it. So it's just a drop in.
Yep.
So you had $150,000. You said 5 of them?
Yeah, 5.
$150,000 worth of Rotaries.
For 3 cars, you know.
For 3 cars.
The 5 engine for those 3 cars.
And how many?
My, you know, my and 2 of my customer.
And how many did you end up using by the end of the event?
I'm going to be honest. The Starlet, we run all the weekend with the same engine. We run in Orlando, 3 pass. They run 633.
Uh-huh.
And we go to Maryland. I never open the engine. I say, let's go qualify. When we qualify, we're going to open, check, everything's good, close back. But we do that.
Yeah.
You know, we run 3 pass, 163, 264,
mm-hmm.
open the engine, everything's good. But I changed, you know, the apex because it's a long weekend.
Right.
Closer, and then we never open again. And with my car, the same thing.
And I can't imagine it takes that long because, I mean, to assemble and reassemble the motors, right, in the Rotary. It's not like taking out a K-series or something like that to change the seals and stuff.
Yeah, we take it out and we open, close everything, few hours, like 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that.
But that's with inspecting everything to make
that's,
sure everything's
that's
right.
Open the same engine. I open the same engine with the Starlet, but if we want to change the engine, maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, because you're already dropping in. Right. Yeah. So the only thing you're doing on these passes when you open it up after every 3 passes is changing the seals and inspecting everything else.
Yeah, to make check sure everything's good. You know, sometimes the rotary engine, before, not now, but mm-hmm. before, you know, sometimes the bearing, you know.
Yeah.
For the bearing.
Right.
We check everything. Everything's good. Close. Do a few more passes. Open, you know, and you check. Keep, you know, keep monitoring.
Yeah. Monitoring, make sure everything's running good.
Yeah.
So you ran with that one motor. You didn't swap anything out. You just opened it up, checked the seals, changed them, put it back together, and you were still able to run a 633 mm-hmm. at the track.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. Was there any other, like, I know race drag racing is super competitive, right? Has anybody else called you out?
In this community, if you run fast, a lot of people, you know, what to do the same like you or better you and I run, you know, to keep personal, but not everybody take the same, you know. And right now, from Dominican Republic, the Treno is that's a red Toyota.
The red. Super
they
fast,
they want to run with us because he lose with my car in Maryland.
Yeah.
And they want to match right now. And the other car is a yellow car.
I think it's Ralphie's car, no? Yellow one?
Yeah, I think so.
Ralphie DRT?
Yeah.
The one that recently...
They want to run with us too. And that's good because you know you have,
Competition.
Competition. And That's good. That's good. But the competition is not personal, you know.
Right.
It's
Puerto Ricans are, I guess, they're known to be very ambitious and passionate about the drag racing or racing culture. So has there been any times where it was taken personal? A lot of this racing stuff?
Yeah. Sometimes. You know, but a lot of people, you know, not a lot of people. Couple of people, if you run good, they don't like it, you know, and try to, but it's up to you how you take it.
Right. So when are we going to see this run between you guys? Is it going to be at the next World Cup? Is it going to be in Orlando?
No, they want to run Orlando. They want to run soon because I don't know what happened, but they want to run soon.
So what do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to?
I do the same thing I do all the time. Work hard. Try to, you know, to run the best I can, mm-hmm. and win.
Right.
Yep.
Do you have a big team of people with you?
Yeah, I have a big team, and I think, you know, the best team, because my team is work hard. When they have to work, you know, they don't sleep.
Yeah.
They work and work. I have the best team, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't work too hard at this World Cup if you'd have to change your motor out, right?
Yeah, not World Cup, but sometimes we have chilling. To work.
So they caught a little bit of a break at World Cup this year.
Yeah.
So what's the next event that we're going to see you at?
We're going to run right now December 5, 6, 7 in Orlando. Okay. That's the final of the championship in Orlando. And we're going to try to run better.
Right. So what number are you shooting for?
For us... if we run 6-2, it's like another car run 5, you know. Mm-hmm. That's good for us.
Right. And in Puerto Rico, Jenna just took me to the track, and one of the things that I noticed was like the prep and the differences in like going to like World Cup or anywhere else, right? Mm-hmm. Do you run that car here?
In Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Yeah, we run.
So what's your fastest time here at this track?
Here we run 6-5 and no 6-6.
6-6.
With my car, but take the gas out, you know,
right
before.
Right.
And 6-6-3 with one of my cars.
So 6-3 here.
Yeah.
So the temperature here has no effect on any of that at all?
Yeah, and it's not the same, okay. But
you're still Matt used to you can still you, manage.
We put the setting, you know.
Yeah.
To the.
So aside from Orlando, what's the next event we're going to see you at, the big one?
No, event in Orlando, the big one is next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Do you guys do TX2K, you know?
Sometimes we go, yeah. Maybe when start the year, we go over there.
And then obviously World Cup. Do you guys do FL2K?
We're going to try to go over there.
Were you guys there this past year?
No, I don't know.
No. Hopefully we can, you know, we can see you run at these at the events, because I haven't seen your car run at all, actually. Yeah. I didn't even know you were there. I was so busy with the booth that I didn't even get to see any of the racing. So
yeah, you're going to see soon.
A lot of the races I was able to see were like a lot of the supers and stuff like that. So I didn't really get to see the rotaries. I do appreciate your time, man. This is good.
Appreciate for to you, you know, for giving me the opportunity. Yeah,
I appreciate you, man. I'm happy that we're able to make this happen, especially with somebody at your level. And I always felt like, you know, Puerto Rico with Rotary is like a perfect combination. So to have the fastest guy for sure on this podcast is great. So do you have a social media or somewhere we can find you at?
Yeah, I have a Instagram.
Okay.
It's a Betun Performance.
Betun Performance.
Yes, Instagram and Facebook too.
And
it's
Facebook.
Betun Performance.
So are some of the people able to reach out to you and ask you some questions if they
on
Instagram? Okay, cool. So guys, make sure you guys check out his Instagram and Facebook if you guys have any questions regarding rotaries. I'll probably be reaching out to you if I ever do get into a rotary in the future. And I'll be asking you some questions too.
Don't worry.
But I appreciate you sharing your information and knowledge.
And it's the first time I speak English, you know.
Oh, on a podcast? I know. I wish I spoke Spanish.
In a sport, ever. And an interview or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the first interview.
Time, yeah.
You did great, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, you did fantastic. So, I really appreciate you sharing the knowledge with the people. If you guys have any questions, make sure you guys drop those below in the comments. For those of you guys who are listening and watching, make sure you guys hit that like button if you're watching the premiere right now. Also, make sure you guys sub to the channel and also make sure you guys cop some merch to support the brand. If you guys listening on all streaming platforms, make sure you guys are listening on Apple, Spotify, Amazon. I don't know what other streaming platforms there are, but listen on everywhere. We are everywhere. All right, guys. Until next time, we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.